Hey, welcome back to the Living Cozy podcast, where we release, refocus, and reset. If this is your first time listening, my name is Brandy J, and I am your host. Hey, y'all, if you haven't listened to my last episode, go ahead and pause this one and go listen to that one, because that one was a good one. It was me discussing how I needed a restart, and it's called We Need a Restart. And I know I'm not the only one, because I did a poll on my Instagram story and a lot of people answered that they needed a restart. I think maybe two people out of everybody, it was a lot of people, said they needed a restart. Because I don't know if it's something in the air or what's going on, but it ain't really what it used to be. What it's used to be. Do that even make sense? I don't know. My speech is all messed up. I'm all over the place, y'all. And I'm really trying to keep it together for the sake of just me just wanting to be happy and be a great mother and all that good stuff. But it's really hard. And I don't know if it's the space that I'm in. I'm so ready to move, y'all. Like, it don't make no sense. I don't know if that's depressing me, if I just need to declutter and reorganize and, you know, just spruce it up a bit. I don't know if that's what it is, which I have to get to it. But I'm currently feeling the same way I felt when I recorded that. And I've been trying. I might feel worse. I'm not even gonna lie to y'all. But I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep creating content, because it's what makes me happy, watching TikToks and YouTube and just creating content. Even if I don't get the views that I want, I love going back to look at my progress, or just what point I was at in life. Like, I like to see where I was at that point in life. So if you haven't listened to that podcast, make sure you go ahead and pause this one, go back and listen to that one, come back to this one. So what really inspired me to record this podcast, Mastering Your Energy, is the fact that I saw this video of Nipsey Hussle and he was talking about it. And I was like, wow, this is some deep stuff. This is real. I'm like, I have to make a podcast episode about this, because it's been a lot going on. And I told y'all that I felt depleted and I needed to restart. And I think it's because my energy is off, or, you know, not even just me, but just people around me, their energy is off. And that depletes you at the end of the day. And I'm just like, I got to talk on this. I got to speak on this. But before we get started into what I got to say, I just want y'all to hear what he said. And before we get started on his, what he said about mastering your energy, I just want to say rest in peace to the late great Nipsey, neighborhood Nip. We love you. We miss your guidance here on earth, but we know that your energy is somewhere way better than where we are right now. You graduated from where we are, and we hope to one day be where you are. So I just want to say that we miss you down here. I already said that, but we really genuinely miss you, because you were I don't even know why I'm speaking like he could hear me. He probably can, but he was just like a fresh breath of like guidance, and he was so relatable. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was one of one. Definitely one of one. But here he is. Here is his take on mastering your energy.
Would say that, you know what I mean? You're going to lay in the bed you make. You're not going to get away with nothing in terms of the energy. You know what I mean? You might beat the camera or the police. They might not catch you for what you're doing, but the energy is always going to return to you. So when you just living in this cycle of being negative all day and just putting out negativity, and that's the only energy you're putting out, it's going to return to you in a different form than you put it out in. So I would just say, you know, master your energy. Do your best to master your energy and what you put out, you know, unless that's what you want. You know, because you entitled to whatever you want to create, whatever experience you want to create for yourself.
So listen, if that didn't hit you, inspire you, motivate you, I don't know what can, because that right there literally just had me like, okay, get up, shake whatever it is that you got going on, shake it off. And I'm still trying. I'm trying. It ain't going to just happen right then and there, but I'm trying. But it's just teaching me to really, really, really master my energy and just focus on making myself happy and not relying on other people to make me happy. I was actually watching this TikTok of this girl, and it literally just popped up. I was in my funk. I was just not feeling it. And as soon as I opened the app, this video came up, but this woman, she was like, I'm done feeling the way I'm feeling. I'm done being sad. I'm done being sorry, you know, feeling sorry for myself. I am going to be happy. I'm not about to let nothing make me feel sad, because at the end of the day, this is my life. This is how I gotta live it. This is what I gotta deal with. I am choosing to be happy. I'm done. I'm getting out of this funk. I'm getting out of this depression. I'm doing what I can to make myself happy, because this is my life. This is what I'm building. And I have every right to control my energy, to control everything around me. You know, and I was like, dang, that's some real stuff for me to open the app and this is what I see. Because I'm just like, I'm tired of feeling the way I'm feeling. I got to make some shake. And I was just like, that's perfect for me to just really explain on my podcast because of the way I've been feeling. And I'm just really trying to master that energy. It's not easy. It's not easy at all. Like, it's hard because, first of all, not everybody in this world is happy. Let's be clear. Things happen. Situations occur. And, you know, you might live with somebody and they might have a bad temper, or you might work with somebody and they always got an attitude. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's hard to just try to be positive all the time and protect your energy from. Like, it's hard because at the end of the day, you can just quit your job. Let's be clear. But it's kind of like a process. You got to make sure you have something lined up before you just quit. Like, you can't just be like, oh, you messing up my energy. I got to quit. I mean, you could do that, but that's not how I would do things. But it's all about feeling unbothered. You know what I mean? Like, your person that you live with, whether that's your wife, your husband, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, baby daddy, baby mama, whatever the case may be, your roommate, whoever, they might have the worst attitude because they're going through some stuff that they haven't mastered yet. But it's like every time they come into your space, you kind of feel that energy and it make you like feel away. It make you feel mad or negative right along with them. And I know you don't want to be like that, but it's just so hard. Because energy is definitely transferable. And it's like, I'm picking up on your energy. I'm picking up on your negativity. But I don't want that. I don't want that for myself. But you in my space. So it's very hard to just ignore it. But you can. I'm here to tell you that you can. And it's different ways that you can do it. But I have a cousin who, she will be on the podcast very, very soon. But she goes through so much and she's always helping people. She is my confidant. I get all my advice from her. I knew her ever since I was born. And she just always seems unbothered. You know what I mean? Like, the way you would, you know, something happened and you'd be like, oh, I would not respond like that. Like, I would go crazy. Like, but she has this way of mastering her energy to where it's just like very classy and so unbothered. And I'm just like, I wish to one day be on that level. I wish to one day be that unbothered that I keep my composure. And speaking of, I saw another TikTok video where this girl was just like, no matter what type of argument somebody is getting into with me, no matter what the tone is of them, I always remain at this level. Like, I never, she was very calm like this. She was like, I never go past this level. I never allow myself to raise my voice or get angry. I stay right here. And I'm like, I need to try that, because that's definitely a task, because it's just so hard when somebody coming at you and they yelling and you want to reciprocate that energy back. It's just human. It's human. Humane. It's the human thing to do. Like, we're so used to it. It's just like, you yelling at me, I'm gonna yell at you back. But the way, the level of unbotheredness you have to just be like, I understand what you're saying, but I'm not about to argue with you. Meanwhile, they're like, but I'm tired of this, blah, 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 and I ain't got time. Like, they just yelling, and it's just a whole different vibe. But to keep your composure, that is some next level shit, okay? That is amazing. And that's where I'm trying to be. I'm really trying to be that comfortable within myself. And I'm really trying to love myself that much to where I don't want to get out of character. I don't want to ever make myself feel like you have to be a mean person or an angry person just because somebody else is giving me that type of energy. Now, that's mastering your energy. You hear me? That's mastering your energy. And that's what I really hope to be one day. One day I will get there. So I want to talk about the four different types of energies. So you have physical energy, you have mental energy, spiritual energy and emotional energy. And I think that when we break it up like that, it makes it easier to understand, and it's a little bit easier to master our energy when we break it up like that and just go by each section. So let's start with the physical energy. So physical energy to me is living a healthy lifestyle. So am I living a healthy lifestyle right now? I've been better. Just to be very transparent, I've been better. I've been eating healthier. I've been exercising more. This is more than I've done now. I'm not doing the job. I'm not doing the work right now. I'm just being really lazy. But that's okay, because we'll get to why I'm being lazy in a minute. That's not an excuse, but I just feel like with your physical energy, it helps all the other energies there are. With being present with your physical energy, you're able to really master your mental energy a little bit better, as well as your spiritual energy and your emotional energy. So with your physical energy, are you getting enough sunlight? Are you taking your vitamins? Are you exercising at least 30 minutes out of the day? Are you, not stuck to your computer all day, but you're just really taking care of your body, physical needs? That definitely will help you. It takes a toll when you're not healthy. Let's be clear, when you're not healthy and you're eating really bad, you're going to be in a bad mood. Trust me, I've definitely realized that ever since I started back eating meat, my life has been up and down because of the way that I feel. My body just feels off. Like, you know when you're energized, and you know when you're feeling good. I remember a time when I was, just a pescatarian, and I was feeling so energized. I was feeling good. I wasn't angry all the time. Not saying that I'm angry all the time, but I do get into my different mood swings. And, I know that has something to do with me not taking care of my physical body. So when it comes to physical energy, you want to make sure that you're taking care of your body. The next one is mental energy. So when I think of mental energy, I think of your thoughts. What are you allowing in your headspace? What type of things are you taking from social media? What's on your timeline? What are you allowing? Do you have people that you follow that are negative? All they do is talk about people, gossip. Who's in your inner circle? Who's in your circle, your immediate circle? Are those people gossiping about people? Is it always negative energy? Is it toxic? Because it's so easy for that type of energy to transfer into you. And now you're the toxic person. Now you're the negative person. What are you doing mentally to grow? Are you reading more versus being on social media? Are you substituting your music for podcasts that actually help you develop? What are you doing mentally for yourself? Mental energy is huge. And that's why when we don't take care of our mental energies, guess what? Depression seeps in, anxiety seeps in, sadness seeps in, isolation seeps in. That's what happens when you're not taking care of your mental energy. Spiritual energy. When I think of spiritual energy, I think about a pure spirit. I think about, am I replenishing my spirit? What am I doing to replenish my spirit? Am I meditating? Am I clearing my headspace? I think spiritual and mental kind of go hand in hand. Because when you have a clear spiritual energy, or not a clear, but when you have clear spiritual energy, your mental health seems a little bit more sturdier. But if your spirit is off, your mental is going to be off. Having that spiritual energy is extremely important. Just take time to really dig deep into your soul. Having a pure spirit is super important. I don't want to get super deep on y'all, but just think about when you die. And, your spirit leaves your body. Your spirit is absent from your body. Why wouldn't you want to have a pure spirit? No one wants no negative spirits lying around here. We don't want that. So it's very important for you to get your spirit right. If that takes you eliminating people, if it takes you eliminating whatever you're watching on TV or whatever you're consuming on the internet, if it takes that, then do the work. Get you some crystals, get you some sage, whatever the case may be. Do the spiritual healing, because that's what needs to be done. And then lastly, emotional energy. This one is huge to me, because it's like, are you allowing yourself to feel? And I think a lot of us, and I just asked my friend this the other day, I was like, when you are in your moods, do you allow yourself to feel, or are you just constantly trying to find solutions? Like, okay, I gotta get out this funk. And I've been in a funk for like a week or two now. I mean, I'm better now. This week has been extremely better for me, but I actually allowed myself to feel, which is why I said I would get back to my physical energy and tell y'all about that. But I was allowing myself to eat what I wanted. I wasn't like, oh my God, I have to get it together, because I was grieving and I still am grieving. I lost my granny, and you know, it's just a lot that's been going on. I'm just like, I need to feel. I need to just deal with it right now. I don't need no tissue. I don't need nobody to pat me on the back. I don't need no hug. I just want to feel. I just want to allow my emotions to kind of just take over. I'm tired of trying to fix everything. I don't want a solution right here, right now. Eventually, yes, because I don't want to sit in my emotions all the time. Like, I don't want to sit here and be sad and depressed. I don't want to do that all the time. But for right now, let me just feel. And I feel like a lot of people don't allow themselves to feel, which is why there's a lot of unhealed parts of them. They can't heal themselves mentally or spiritually because they're not healing emotionally, because they're not able to feel. And I think that's super important. So you got people that be like, I don't cry. I used to be that person. I don't cry. Because why? Oh, it's a sign of weakness. And I used to really think that. But now when I tell y'all, I am sensitive Sally, okay? Sensitive. Like, you have to walk on eggshells sometimes around me because I'm super duper sensitive. But that's because I allow myself to feel. I don't dismiss my feelings. I feel. When I need to cry, I cry. When I tell y'all I cry all the time, that's how sensitive I am. I could literally just be scrolling on TikTok and it could be something positive. It doesn't have to be negative. I feel. I'm definitely an empath. So allow yourself to feel. Allow it. And then if you feel like somebody around you, whether it's your boyfriend, your girlfriend, husband, wife, friend, sister, cousin, whoever, if they're one of those people that kind of gaslight you about your feelings and, oh, you're too sensitive, or why they're the reason why you feel like you can't really express your emotions, then there needs to be a conversation had and there needs to be adjusting had, because we are humans and we're allowed to feel. I don't know if anybody told y'all you ain't supposed to cry. Like, I don't know why people tell men not to cry. I don't know why people tell their kids, why are you crying? Stop crying. No, cry. You're human. You're allowed to cry. And that's one thing I will teach my daughter, Taj, is if you feel like you want to cry, cry. If something hurts you, I'm not going to say, that don't even hurt. I'm not going to dismiss your feelings because I don't know if it hurts you or not. Cry. Feel it. Who am I to tell you? That's not, you know, nothing to cry about. Feel it. Know what I'm saying? So these types of energies are things that we all need to work on individually. So when you think about mastering energy, a lot of people don't think of these four elements. You got your physical, your mental, your spiritual, and your emotional. And it's going to take work, y'all. It's definitely going to take work. And it's not something that's you're going to master in a year. It's not something you're going to master in a week. It's not something you're going to master, you know, it's over time, because you're continuously growing, and whatever you're allowing, it may change. You might allow something right now when it comes to like your mental energy or even your physical energy, but maybe a week from now, or maybe a year from now, maybe 5 years from now, that might totally change. So allow yourself grace. Allow grace for yourself, but you have to start somewhere. So I'm going to tell y'all how I'm planning on changing up my energy so I can master my energy. And like I said, I might not get there tomorrow. I might not get there next year or 5 years from now, but I am trying. And that's all that matters. So for physical energy, my goal is to, of course, drink more water. I used to drink water so much. Now I drink it, but it's not as much. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not, you know, it's not a lot. And I don't like that for myself, because water is definitely a healer, a natural healer. Like, little do y'all know, if you're constipated or anything, drink water. Your stomach hurts, drink water. You feel dehydrated? Drink water, okay? Also, working out. And it doesn't have to be. My thing is, I always feel like I have to have an intense workout. Like, oh my God, I got to sweat all the way down my whole body. Like, it doesn't have to be intense. Just some type of physical movement instead of just sitting down on the couch or sitting down at my desk. Get up and do something. Whether that's making TikToks of dancing or just put the incline on the treadmill and walk for about 30 minutes. You don't have to be going all hard. And I think that's my main thing, is I always feel like I have to go hard every time I go to the gym. And really, it's just really getting physical. And that's what I need to do. So with that being said, I need to eat healthy as well. So when you work out and you're active and you're not eating healthy, it kind of, you know, it doesn't make sense. And I got to make it make sense. So I need to work on my eating, which I think eventually, after we run out of groceries, I'm going to stop eating beef. I'm just going to stick to chicken, turkey, and seafood like I was before. And that's just that. I have to really be strict with my diet because I don't like the way I've been feeling lately. So moving on to mental energy, I am allowing myself to delete everything or everyone that drains me mentally. So if I scroll on social media and I see a meme that's kind of inappropriate and it's not really something that I like, unfollow. I don't have a problem with unfollowing anyone. And if you have to unfollow me, if my content is just something you don't want to see and you do want to see ratchet stuff or you want to see memes that are funny, then I'm not the right person to follow, because I just post content that make me happy, that makes me happy, and that I feel like can inspire other people, whether it's moms or whether it's, you know, people that lost their moms or loved ones, just to let them know that you can still be, you know, happy with your life. You can still grieve and be happy at the same time, if that makes sense, just continuing your life. I just like to make content to inspire people. If I find a product that I feel is helpful to my life, I like to share that. So that's the type of stuff I like doing. So I clear out my social media with things that I want to see that help me develop. So also meditating. I have to get back into meditating. I used to do it, but I need to do it even more. So that's how I'm going to change up mental energy. Spiritual energy is kind of like the same. Meditating, like I said, it goes mental and spiritual, like I said, goes hand in hand. So I want to be able to just really control my thoughts. I want to be able to have a pure spirit, which with that, I feel like I didn't mention it, but I want to be a nicer person. Like, I don't want to get, you know, I don't want to lash out when people lash out at me. Like I told y'all, I want to be unbothered. Like, I want to just stay at the same tone. Like, I want to talk very calmly. That right there means that I am unbothered. I have an unbothered spirit. And I love that for me. Like, I don't want to make my spirit all mean. And, you know, that's not me. So I want to work on that. As well as emotional energy. Like I said, I'm allowing myself to feel. I think I'm doing really well with my emotional energy because I'm journaling. I'm talking it out on my podcast. And I hope that we're talking through it together. Like, I hope that you're listening and I'm helping you as well. So me talking through it, journaling, filming, because I vlog as well. Like, I'm real. Like, I don't sit here and act like I have the most perfect life, because I don't at all. But I like to show people that there is always a silver lining. Like, you don't have to stay stuck. You don't have to. I didn't fought depression, anxiety, all of that. And I'm still going through the motions. Like, I'm still going through it. But I'm here to tell you, you can get through it as well. And we're going to get through it together. So I think I'm doing well with my energies. But of course, it's always room to improve. And I know that when you master your energy, you are in control of your life and no one has control of you. And that's really big with life. And I think it's really important for you to know when your energy is off. And I'm really good at that, which is why I kind of isolate myself from a lot of people, because sometimes my energy, it is off. And I don't want to answer the phone because I know my energy is going to be off. I'm going to be dull on the phone. I'm not going to want to talk, so I don't answer my phone. Now, if you want to take that personal, that's up to you, but it's not personal at all. It's just when I feel like I'm depleted and my social media is at a zero, sometimes my social media is at negative. It's at a negative number, and I'm just like, I just can't. I'm going to have an attitude when I answer the phone, so it's better if I don't. So when my energy is off, I don't want to be around people. So it's not me being selfish. It's actually me being selfless. Because I'm thinking about you at the end of the day. I'm thinking about, well, I don't want to rub my energy off
into them because it's negative energy and they don't need that. So I kind of just isolate myself. But I think that my problem with that is that I don't really talk about it. It just seems like I'm just ignoring people. So if you're my friend, family, whatever, and you call or we supposed to hang out, this is the main reason why. Is a lot of the time my energy is off and I'm trying to balance my energy. So it's going to be a journey, but I'm ready for it. And we're both going to be okay. All my listeners, we're all going to be okay. We're going to master this energy thing and we're going to keep working at it. Like I said, it's something that doesn't happen overnight. It's something that you continuously will change because you're going to change. Okay. With that being said, that is the end of our podcast. I am so liberated right now. Like, I feel so good. I feel so good. Like, I love these topics that I am coming up with for my podcast. It's just really motivating me because, like I said, a couple weeks ago, I was in the worst funk of my life. But I feel so much better just sitting here talking to myself. And I don't care if I have one listener. That one listener is what really will brighten my day. I don't care if I have one person. That's all I want is at least one person. That's all it takes is one person. I know that I'm fulfilling my purpose because God put this in me to share with you guys. And I'm so glad that I was able to reach you. And I hope that this podcast episode has helped you. Make sure you're taking notes too. Make sure you take your notes during these podcast episodes because we get deep. We're going to get deep on this podcast, okay? The Living Cozy podcast is for us to kind of just reset, like I said, recharge. But we're going to talk about some deep stuff. We are. So just prepare yourself. With that being said, make sure you all follow me on my social media platforms. They will be in the description. Make sure you rate this podcast. And I will see you guys next Thursday. Well, why do I keep saying see? We are not seeing each other. I will talk to you guys next Thursday. I hope you guys have a really great weekend. And yes, I am signing out. Bye.